We continue with our tafsir of Surah Al-Ghafir, which is Surah number 40 in the Noble Quran. We've looked at the opening 12 verses of the Surah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala now mentions His favors as well as His excellent attributes. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala begins by saying, هُوَ الَّذِي يُرِيكُمْ آيَاتِهِ. It is Allah who shows you His signs. The signs of Allah's power and oneness are found in everything. A man should ponder over basic things around him, like the sustenance that you receive, the means of which it comes down from the skies. And if you understand this alone, you will understand everything. And if you do not even turn towards this, and not ponder and reflect in this direction, then you will understand nothing. وَيُنَزِّلُ لَكُمْ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ رِزْقًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends sustenance for you from the skies. وَمَا يَتَذَكَّرُ إِلَّا مَنْ يُنِيبُ. And only ye who turns to Allah will take heed. It's only those people who are able to effectively utilize their intelligence to accept the truth. They are the ones who will take heed of this. We are then instructed by Allah, فَدْعُوا اللَّهَ مُخْلِصِينَ لَوْ الدِّينَ وَلَوْ كَرِهَ الْكَافِرُونَ. So, supplicate, call to Allah. Supplicate to Allah, making all religion exclusive for Allah. And how do you do that? By not ascribing partners to Allah. So even though the disbelievers dislike this, وَلَوْ كَرِهَ الْكَافِرُونَ. One should remain steadfast in one's belief in Tawheed, not one's faltering in one's Iman. And naturally those who do not subscribe to the same belief will take offense to this. However, their enmity should never be a cause for concern. It is the duty of us as servants of Allah to use our intelligence, and that we should turn to one Allah alone and call to Him alone, and that we should not ascribe any partners in worshipping Him. And obviously, by seeing this monotheist act of the devoted servants of Allah, the unbelievers and the polytheists will be averse to this. And they will say, how can they abandon all the deities and be happy with just one? However, a true muwahid is one who calls to Tawheed in the assemblies of the polytheists and do not bother in the least about what they are saying. Rafi'u darajat. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the exalter of ranks. And the ulama have two interpretations for this. The first is that Allah will elevate the ranks of His pious bondsmen in the year after, and in addition to giving them status in this world, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَنَرْفَعُ بَعْضًا فَوْقَ بَعْضًا دَرَجَاتٍ we elevate some above others. يَرْفَعُ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا مِنْكُمْ وَالَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْعِلْمَ دَرَجَاتٍ. Allah elevates the believers among you and those given knowledge by many stages. So that is the one interpretation of Rafi'u Darajat, that Allah elevates the stages. Another interpretation is Allah is Himself most exalted. Dhul Arsh. Allah is the one who owns the throne. The throne belongs to Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the possessor of the Arsh. Yulqi ar-ruha min amrihi. He sends down the Quran with His command. Ar-ruh refers to the Quran, or it refers to Sayyidina Jibreel, who conveys Allah's command to the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam. Ala man yasha'u min ibadi. Allah sends the Quran to whoever He wills of His servants. And who are they? They are the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam. Wahy had come to them. Allah selected messengers from the angels and from mankind. So the mantle of Nubuwwat is not something that can be earned by a person's skills or aptitude. It is something commissioned only on the basis of Allah's selection. Every Nabi, from Sayyidina Adam to Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, was handpicked by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that the purpose of revelation is sent to the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam was to warn people, لِيُنذِرَ يَوْمَ التَّلَاقِ, to warn the people of the day of meeting. The day of meeting is certainly the day of Qiyamah, when people will meet Allah on the plains of reckoning. And referring to the day of Qiyamah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala further elaborates by saying, يَوْمَ هُمْ بَارِزُونَ, the day when they will all appear. Once they come out of their graves, they will all appear on a wide open field where there will be no barriers, no mountains, no obstacles. Everyone will come forth on that day. لَا يَخْفَى عَلَى اللَّهِ مِنْهُمْ شَيْءٍ, nothing of theirs will remain concealed from Allah. What you need to understand well is that you will have to present yourself in the court of the Supreme Judge, Allah Rabbul Izzah, from whom no condition of yours is concealed. All your internal and external conditions will be laid bare before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the announcement will be made, لِمَنِ الْمُلْكُ الْيَوْمِ, for whom is the kingdom today? All the rulers and the monarchs of the world will be unable to reply because their temporary sovereignty would have been long since terminated. They will be totally helpless on that day. And finally, Allah Himself shall reply, لِلَّهِ الْوَاحِدِ الْقَهَّارِ, it is Allah who is one who holds absolute sovereignty. To Allah, the One, the Omnipotent, everything lies with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Al-yawma tujza kullu nafsin bima kasabat, on this day every shall be a recompense for what they earned, be it good or evil, no injustice shall be done. La dhulma al-yawm, inna Allah sari'ul hisab, Allah is swift in His reckoning. None shall be punished for what was not done, nor shall anyone be denied the full reward for any good deed. Verily Allah is swift in His reckoning. Allah is capable of reckoning with everyone at the same time, without the need to follow a sequence which keeps others waiting. Subhanallah, the might, the power, the majesty of Allah Rabbul Izzah.
كنت أنتسب
من الأزمات يغمرني شعور أنني السبب ولو أني إلى الإسلام حقا كنت أنتسب
لما قالت محمدنا رسوم صادها الكذب ولا حافلنا دعا وعافها الأدب
رسول الله رسول الله
لا يرضيك
هذا الحال للعرب
ولا يرضيك
ما يبدو من الإعلام في الغرب ولكن
Radio Islam cannot guarantee that any business, insurance or financial institution whose services are advertised are Sharia compliant.
This market report is brought to you by Oasis Group Holdings. For all your Sharia investment needs, contact Oasis on 0860 100 786. Invest in your future. The Oasis way. The compliant way.
To you and your listeners. In economic news, South African factory output dropped sharply in August according to monthly manufacturing PMI, which is the Purchasing Managers Index. The PMI declined to 43.4 points in August from 51.5 points in July. Usually, a reading below 50 indicates contraction in the factory sector, and the drop was mainly driven by sharp declines in the New Sales Orders Index and the Business Activity Index. Turning to South African equity markets, the All Share is up by 0.2%, mainly driven by resources, which is up by 1.2%, and financial by 0.7%. Looking at the international markets, US markets are closed today due to Labor Day. However, the UK FTSE is up by 0.8%, while the German DAX is softer by 0.3%. On the commodities front, gold is soft and is trading at $1,200 an ounce. Platinum is at $788 an ounce. Brent crude oil is up and is trading at $78.2 per barrel. Looking at the currencies, the rand is trading at 14.90 to the dollar, 17.30 to the euro, 19.18 to the pound, and 3.97 to the Saudi riyal. When financial markets are volatile, Oasis sees the greatest opportunity to create real wealth for our clients over the long term. Our emphasis on diversification across multiple dimensions means that your savings benefit from strong downside protection, while a significant global component protects you from currency fluctuations. To find out more, you can visit our website on oasiscrescent.com or call Oasis directly on 0860-100-786. Oasis is an authorized financial services provider. From the team, that concludes the market update, and we'll be back tomorrow with the latest market news. Thank you.
This market report was brought to you by Oasis Group Holdings. For all your Sharia investment needs, contact Oasis on 0860-100-786. Invest in your future. The Oasis way. The compliant way.
Radio Islam's Azan times are for the Johannesburg region only. Please follow the Azan of your locality.
أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله حي على الصلاة
that any business, insurance, or financial institution whose services are advertised are Sharia compliant.
When it comes to Sharia-compliant investments, Al Baraka Bank considers the means as important as the end. Whether you're saving toward a goal, investing in fixed deposits, or seeking investments that provide a regular income, Al Baraka provides you with an investment journey based on purity, trust, and security. Speak to us today. Call 0860-225-786. Al Baraka, your partner bank. Al Baraka Bank Limited is an authorized